Rob Maddox, and you're listening to the Earshot 20, all the way from Toronto to you to national. This is Canada. Big up, everybody.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Ashley McCoskey.
That's right. We are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I am Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Ashley McCoskey. Brian is off this week. The charts are for the week ending Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013. And Ashley, I was about to say Brian, Ashley is going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program and are about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. Apparently, country's not popular on campuses. And you can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
I'm sure there's country fans out there. We've got a couple of country shows on this station. It's good. It's good stuff. If you want to reach out to us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. That is our home on Facebook. And at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to get in touch with us. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you can reach out to us and get some exposure on this show. And we love to do it. So make sure that you contact us. And I think in the next couple weeks, we'll have some new features coming up with some bands from around our area, the Caravan being one from Halifax, Nova Scotia. So stick around for that. You're going to you'll really enjoy that one. They're a great hip-hop group. And in this hour of the program, however, you're going to get the top 10, and we're going to be talking with Marty Sarbit from Imaginary Cities and talk about their new album and what's going on with them since over the past few months since their release. So that's all coming your way. But first, we're going to kick it off with number 10. Ashley's going to let you know what's coming up.
Moving up one spot from number 11 to number 10 is Dead Ghosts with their song That Old Feeling off their album Can't Get No.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10. We'll be right back.
20. Number 9.
Shot 20.
That was Young Galaxy with their song Hard to Tell off their album Ultra Marine, dropping one spot from 8 to 9. And before that was That Old Feeling by the Dead Ghosts, coming in at number 10 off their album Can't Get No.
It's the Earshot 20, and we're going to take a break now. Imaginary City's debut album, Temporary Resident, earned the Winnipeg band plenty of attention, including a Polaris Music Prize nomination, and now the group are back with the follow-up, Fall of Romance. Lead singer Marty Serbit joins us on the line. Marty, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you for having me.
There are some notable collaborations on the new record, including Sloan drummer Andrew Scott, the Sheepdogs, Ewan Curry, and members of Mother Mother. Can you tell us what it was like working with such a crew of respected Canadian artists?
For me, it was pretty much one of the coolest experiences to be able to work with such people that I totally admire, and also like the Sheepdogs guys are good friends of ours, and it's just really nice to be able to collaborate with people that totally respect and enjoy their music too, so it was awesome.
And what was the writing and recording process like compared to your first record? Is the band more comfortable as a whole, or was it stressful to follow up with such a strong debut?
No, I think we just, this time around, had a better idea of what we wanted. Rusty and I just honed in more so on the elements that we enjoyed from the last album, and sort of like the orchestral features and bigger sound. We really like that. So we definitely had a clearer idea of what we were going to do this time around, and didn't really feel pressure. We just kind of went in and had fun as we always do, and made sure that it was stuff that we were proud of and enjoyed making.
And do you find that there's a change in your sound now from your earlier release? Do you feel that there's a bit of change in terms of the direction musically or in your sound, or is it pretty constant from your last album?
I think it's different, more so in the way that we just had more of a focused idea this time around. The last album was like 11 songs that we had recorded, and those were the only 11 songs we had recorded, and so they all made it onto the album, and so they were sort of a little less cohesive. But this time around, we had a lot more to choose from, and we focused more on the flow of it all. So I think it just, to me, sounds more professional than the last album.
More with Marty Serbit coming up on the Earshot 20, but first we're going to get back into the charts, and at number 8 this week, falling from number 7 the week before, it's Hooded Fang on the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
Oh, A team drink all night just to see your face and take an ounce of the same just to have a risk. I see that you call in the midnight day and you're everything like it's all the same. And you lock them to the corner like it's all okay. Yeah, you lock them to the corner like it's all okay. That's it.
Was Hooded Fang at number 8 this week, falling from number 7 the week before on the Earshot charts. We're back now with Marty Sarbit from Imaginary Cities, and I'm wondering, is there a story behind the title of the album, Fall of Romance?
I know Rusty came up with it. He just comes up with like cool play on words all the time, and he just asked me if I liked it, I thought it was cool, and we liked the way it sounded, so we thought it would be a good format for the rest of the album. Just a lot of our songs are classic kind of love-related songs anyway, so it just kind of worked with the theme.
And so there is kind of a flow or a story from the name of the album that kind of flows through the songs and connects them that people hear on this record.
Yeah, I like to think so. I mean, we do write every song individually and without really thinking of all the other ones, but a lot of our songs tend to be related to love, which is sort of the most relatable themes, I think, that you could think of for songs.
And you guys have some live shows coming up, and you've been playing some gigs over the last little while. How have fans received this record and the new music?
Seems to be going really well. We've got some awesome reception from people. We just got home like yesterday from our first tour for this album, and it felt really good playing the new songs in front of everyone, and some people even already knew the words, which was really cool and surprising. So seems to be going good.
Very cool. All right, check out more from Imaginary Cities at imaginarycities.ca. That's their home on the internet, and you can find out all kinds about the band. And Marty, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you.
And here's Imaginary Cities on the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
Hold tight, open up your eyes, it's a sad sight. Everybody take it with themselves. Love is under ordinary spells, we drag it along.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Imaginary Cities with their song, title track off their new album, Fall of Romance. Before that, you heard Jeans by The Hooded Fang. And prior to the interview, you heard Hard to Tell by Young Galaxy.
Perfect. And thank you very much to Marty Sarbit from the Imaginary Cities. I almost blanked there. You know, it's getting to the end. Thank you very much for joining us. And if you missed any part of those interviews, you want to hear the program again, you can always check it out online, radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast the show through iTunes. All right, we're getting into it. And there are only a few more tracks to bring you until we reach our number one this week. And big news, it is a new number one from last week. A couple of spot switches on the way, but we'll let you know about those when we get to them. Ashley's going to tell you what's coming up next.
Coming up next, we got number six, dropping three spots. This is Golden Youth off their album Beyond Wilderness, Jewel.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number six.
I'm not afraid.
tuned to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Home by Austria, sitting at number 5 this week off their album Olympia. And before that was Jewel from Golden Youth. That's the two-time offender this week on the top 20.
Two-time offender. Yeah, you heard from them earlier from the Arts and Crafts album. So great tunes by Golden Youth. If you're just tuning in, it's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Ashley McCoskey. Brian is out this week. And it is that time of the program now where we tell you a little bit about albums that are debuting on the charts but haven't quite made their way into the top 20, and we call it...
It's the Lowdown on Earshot 20.
The Lowdown. I like that. So these are the albums being... released that are entering the top 20 radar. Number 50 is Baths. Am I supposed to read all this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so Baths, their third release of introspective experimental electronic pop from LA producer and songwriter Will Weisenfeld. And at number 44 entering the charts, Mavis Staples, the 73-year-old gospel and soul legend's latest collection, again working with Wilco's Jeff Tweedy, who plays every instrument except the drums. And number 34, Sigur Rós, the Icelandic band, now a trio following the departure of keyboard player Svensson, swap ambient post-rock for a more industrial sound on their seventh album. I apologize to that. I just can't pronounce that name. Number 33, Lightning Dust, third installment of electronic indie pop from Amber Weber and Josh Wells of Black Mountain. Number 32, Surfer Blood, second album off from the Floridian lo-fi indie rockers following 2011 successful Tarot Classics EP. Number 29, Jay Arner, his debut self-titled solo album from the Vancouver pop maestro. Number 29, we've got By Divine Right, the Toronto-based indie rock veterans released their ninth album. And number 23, Sean Nicholas Savage, the eccentric Montreal songwriter, releases his latest album. Those are your top non-20 debut albums?
The debut albums that haven't quite made it into the top 20, but they're on our radar. That's a good way of putting it. And thanks for that, Ashley. Very good job.
You're welcome.
I give you a B.
Well, that's good. These get degrees.
All right, a few more tracks to bring you before we round out this hour of the program in the top 10. And so we want to thank you very much for listening to us and hope you will continue listening for the rest of the program. Ashley's going to tell you now what's coming up next.
Sitting at number 4, up 2 spots from number 6 last week, this is A Tribe Called Red and a song called Different Heroes off their album Nation to Nation.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 4.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 3.
It's the Earshot 20.
At number 3, that was Boards of Canada, a song called Cold Earth. And before that, Different Heroes by A Tribe Called Red.
All right, two more to bring you before the hour is up. And as I alluded to earlier, we have a new number 1. And that means the number 2 had to go somewhere. And the number 1 had to go somewhere. And they have switched spots this week. The Ketamines came in at number 1. Daft Punk dropping to number 2 after sitting still for about 3 weeks. They had the top spot for about 3 weeks, and then they dropped down to number 2. Still a nice place on the charts, though. And Ashley's going to let you know what you'll hear from Daft Punk.
We are not staying off all night to get lucky. Well, not all of us. What it's going to be, though, is contact these guys, like Anthony said, sitting at number 2, dropping that one spot to the Ketamines this week.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 2.
Bob, I'm looking at what Jack was talking about, and it's definitely not a particle that's nearby. It is a bright object, and it's obviously rotating because it's flashing. It's way out in the distance.
apparently rotating in a very rhythmic fashion because the flashes come around almost on time. As we look back at the Earth, it's up at about 11 o'clock, about, maybe 10 or 12 Earth diameters. I don't know whether that does you any good, but there's something out there.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
Get inside your head through the vessels under your skin. Look your closet through.
It's the Earshot 20.
So that was Patience by the Ketamines off their album You Can't Serve Two Masters, sitting now this week at number one, rising that one spot, replacing Daft Punk to number two, and we heard their song Contact off their album Random Access Memories.
All right, that does it for the charts this week. Thank you for tuning in, and we record and broadcast live out of St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM, and then we send over syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners, and a few of them are as listed: Bay of Islands Radio, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CKUW in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, our sister station, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU, Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Cortez Community Radio in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Kootenai Co-op Radio, and The Scope, which is CKLN at Ryerson, formerly CKLN at Ryerson. They are an online station. So thank you very much for joining us and listening to the program. You can also catch the program, any part of it you want to listen back, radio4all.net, that website, radio4all.net, and you can podcast the show on iTunes. All right, more great campus and community radio programming is on the way, programming, and so stick around for that. Thanks for listening. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.